The state's mandate to teach about Native culture only applies to public schools, but the head of UW-Green Bay's First Nations Studies program says a recent incident at a private school in Shawano provides a case in point as to why the topic deserves more attention. Lisa Pupar says a teacher disciplined a girl for speaking Menominee. The school has since apologized. Still, Pupar says it was an instructional moment.
One teacher who perhaps didn't have an understanding about the importance of the language and the loss of the language and the historical trauma that Native people have experienced as a result of federal Indian boarding schools, for example, and the prohibition of our language.
UW-Green Bay requires all of its education majors to take a 3-hour course consisting largely of sessions with tribal elders. Pupar says the program may be unique in the whole country. The goal is to dispel stereotypes and to help teachers deliver quality instruction. But Pupar says there's anecdotal evidence some teachers aren't fulfilling the intent of the state mandate.
Making paper headdresses or making some kind of stereotypical Indian outfit out of a paper grocery bag. And that in no way educates a young person about culture, sovereignty, contemporary status, or history.
Pupar says she doesn't fault well-meaning, possibly overworked teachers. That's why the program also offers sample curricula and reading lists to working educators. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.